Okay, let's talk about a check. What is the halachic status of a check? So, a beautiful safe here, which we're using, Shemitah's Ksafim, talks about a check. What is a check? We know what it is, but what's the halach of a check? Check. A man pays up a debt by giving a check to the creditor. If the date of the check is after the end of Shemitah, it's not a problem. They've in effect arranged to pay back after Shemitah is over. We have, even though originally the time of payment was earlier, it doesn't matter. If they agreed to mutually that the payment is later, so it's like Marvel Esa Shanim, it's not Mishamim. Fine? Where do you find? This is on page Reish Lamed. Go back 100 pages to page Kuf Lamed. There he says that if there's a mutual agreement between the two parties that they're going to collect it after Shemitah, then Shemitah doesn't knock it off. It became in effect. There's no more lo yigos until after Shemitah is over. Fine, that's easy. That's easy. What happens in the following case? Here's what gets complicated. I pay you back with a check. The check is dated before Shemitah is over, but you neglect to put it in the bank until Shemitah is over. Now what happens? Do we say that I paid you already? Because I gave you a check? Or do we say, what do you mean? The money's still in my account. How can I be considered if I paid you? The money's still in my account. What about that kind of a situation? So Shlomo Zalman says, it's considered a little bit sas kegovli, whatever that means. A little bit govli. When it comes to Shemitah, you don't need govli mamish. We saw a few things, we don't need govli mamish. And Rav Moshe, you have the tshuva Rav Moshe in front of you? It's a fascinating tshuva. Says it in a few lines. Let's look at it together. Do you have a Rav Moshe tshuva? You have enough for everybody? You can probably get it on your computer. Okay, so give it back. So look on. They'll look together. They'll look together. You have. And he has it on the computer. Good, I understand. So give it to Donnie, and you'll see it on your computer. Good. So it's Chelek Beis Simen Tetzvav. We're going to take one little brief excerpt out of here. It's the bottom of page Reish Chaf Aleph. Vihine. In Bishas Alvo Nosan Alov a check Shalom Al Zman Da Acha Shmita Hu Kekvi Zman. Nothing to talk about that. V'od Yoseh Mizeh Shu Nechshav Gam Ketashlumim Me Acha She Also Lifsol Check B'Dina De Malchusa. Is it true? Is it against the American law to stop a check? I don't think he's right. I don't think very much he says that. It's not nice. It goes against the normal etiquette of a businessman. I don't think it's against any law in this country, maybe in Europe or in Israel, but I don't think it's against the law here. I write you a check for $100. You go into the bank and they say, this check has been...
Oh, the bank doesn't take it.
No, the bank won't take it because I told the bank, cancel it. I can do that. I write you a check for $100 and I can call the bank, do not pay this check. You'll come back to me, what are you, crazy? Okay, but it's not a crime. Ukshebitla check, nimtza scholas chiyuva humiacha shmita. Should be often ze af pizmana gemarlo hoya mishami. That's what Rav Moshe says in one half a line. That's not the main point of Rav Moshe's shuvah. We'll come back to it. Back to Rav Moshe when we finish talking about checks. Let's go back to the check story. Here on page Reish Lamed Aleph, there were those, as I said before, who are not so sure. Well, that's so simple at all. Who said it's true that a check is considered to have paid him? Mapito. Why should it be? Why should it be? Says as follows. He says like this. One second. Why should it be that a check is considered to be already paid? After all, it's still in the bank account of the lover. Not only that, I'm getting interest on it. Banks should pay 0.001% interest on a checking account. Whatever it is, comes to me, not to you. So I still have it. What's going on? Not so simple at all. Not so simple. Oh. So the answer is, even though, again, I'll read you the lashon over here. The fact paid for loan much, a kozman shelo gova a check for bank, a dayan lo yotza a kesem mecheshman a lover, if a relech me a bank is in the lover, how can it be gova? It's ridiculous. I'm still getting a little interest on it. Well, shmi diskov is the rabbanon, day she a dome lo gova, afo pish lo hoya gova mamish. It's like psak din, for example. It's gova, even though it's not considered to be gova mamish. Okay. That's what he says on page Reish Lamed Aleph. The next page, Reish Lamed Beis. Here's a following question. Another question. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. But my parlo, how do you pay him? The Eino Ela His Schaivus. A check means that I obligate myself to pay on the date of the check. My Ulme Hayes Schaivus is a check. Before I wrote the check, I had to pay you. So how does it work? So he quotes one of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. It's Aknos Hamos Gufa. Unbelievable pshat. When I owe you a $100 check, I'm transferring to you $100 of dollars. Call it greenbacks. I mean, in theory anyway, if I have $1,000 in the bank, there are $1,000 bills piled up. And of course, it's all electronic. This whole thing doesn't exist. But in theory, there are $1,000 bills piled up in my pile. I'm taking $100 of those bills and now giving them to you. How does it work? Mikinyan situmta shemak lo as hamol shila ba'asim. In other words, a situmta means it's b'nega sochrim. Okay? And there are those who claim that situmta works even for a matbeah, where many things don't work for matbeah. Chalip is the whole story. And even davar shelo b'leolam, because these dollars are floating somewhere. This is what's suggested over here, it possibly might work. Maybe. But you see, it's not so simple that in fact it works. As a matter of fact, there are those who think it doesn't work. Who says so? Rabbi Yomin Zilber says it doesn't work. And Rabbi Yashiv says he thinks it may not work. It may not work. You're not sure. Who said it works? Who said it works? Maybe you should make sure to do a principle. If this is the whole bunch of nafkaminas, is a check considered cash? Or it's just a michtav bibala check la bank, liten kesef, pay to the bearer of this note. I'm writing you a letter. Matana to Yonaman Purim, if I destroy your check, I give a check for charities, extra left money left over, bal tachim and stocker, buy dalam minif slachem, a bechor pishnayim, yom titan scharo, most real of araya, you get things that lost, demei shvius, woo, see, we end up with shvius. Seven nafkaminas, is a check considered like money or not like money? I don't know. Then he says something very interesting. A bank check is no problem. Hamazak check bankai, no need for a prosbul. Why? It's kagovu. Why? Why is a bank check kagovu? From what I understand, if I go to a bank and they write a bank check, the money left my account right then and there. That's a big difference. I write you a check, $100, still in my account. I go to the bank, write a bank check, it's out of my account. It's out of my account. How can there be a lo yigos? I don't have it. You're not coming to me. I don't have it anymore. It's floating out of the bank. It's in the banks now. It's not where is the money exactly now. It's not in my account, not your account. The bank took care of it. And so you consider it to be no problem from the perspective of Prusbul, you know, the Prusbul on a bank check. Fine? Fine. Then he has the following idea. Why should a check be considered to be cash? Why? Who discusses it? Harava goin Pinchas Menachem Lifshit Shlita Mechaber Sefer HaCheck BaHalacha. But a whole book on this. HaCheck BaHalacha. It's not a small book. It's a significant book. All right? Check Balach. Why should it be considered to be cash? Why? You know why? He says maybe it's considered to be cash because it's what we call it's treated in the marketplace like cash. Usually the words that he uses over here. He says over miyad liyad. That means it goes, you know, people have checks. I have a check. Okay, give me a check. I'll pass the check on to you. Checks, you know, they run around. It's like cash. It's like currency. That's a svar that he suggests, the author of the Sefer, a check b'halach. Then he says, a check from a different country doesn't go from hand to hand. Sarach l'kvosel b'bank b'chutz l'aretz. And therefore it's not considered to be kegavul. Is that really true? Until the word is a sequester. Until the sequester, when the government almost shut down in the United States of America, I used to write checks to Eretz Yisrael. No one had ever a problem putting it in. Everyone took it. Since then, it's got a little bit, I think it's gotten a little bit better since then. I'm not following the markets exactly. For a few months, you couldn't send Israeli checks to American checks to Israel. They didn't know what to do with it. Because the banks were something happened in Florida, the federal government. I can't. If it got better, then I think that the mechaber of the check baloch, I don't know if the facts are right. Okay, fine. Ad kan Rav Osei about checks. Now I go back to Rav Moshe's shul.
Just two things. With the bank, first of all, with the bank check, does that apply then? What's the difference between that and a shliach? If I get a shliach money, it's not going to
give it to me. No. If I give the shliach money, it doesn't get to him yet, it's still my money. You're right. If the shliach was zoicha, zoicha is a little bit fun, then it's paid already. You're right.
And also, with the guy you wanted to bring with the kinesi tumsa, so, but we already see it doesn't apply to certain areas of Allah.
Yeah, but this is money. Kedushin is money. That's what he suggests. I'm not saying it's right. It's a suggestion. I think it's a nice suggestion. Let's discuss Rav Osei. Amazing. Back to Rav Moshe's shul. Forget that. I discovered it because of the check part. But the other part is much more interesting. Fascinating shul. Three together. Rav Moshe starts off by saying, you should know, Reishis. Anyone have it? It's the second line. Reishis Sarach Leidah. It's a good idea to give back money. Rucham nocha imenu. We discussed it actually earlier. Mashma dim eno machzihu avol mitzido. Gid lamed zayin, rabbi was makpid. If it's only a dover tov, not an avla, shouldn't be makpid. Ketolile, it's not an avla, how can you force him? Okay, so it must be a chime de rechachamim to give it back. It's an avla if you don't do it. It's for the shvah de rechachamim. That's again, we mentioned this already in the previous shirim. It's only a maila lo avla. No, you wouldn't be considered like zavin. Chacham never said you should do it. Lachain barush u'mitzvah lalova lahachzir u'chshlo yachzir u'over al das chachamim. Okay, fine. That's paragraph number one. Paragraph two. U'v'etzen in shmita b'zman hazeh u'meni mekomos, it didn't do it. Shuba says it's simen dalet shin. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. Oh, Nosan Tam, the Rak Makomas, the Krov Meretz Yisrael, Tiknu Rabbanim, Shinagu, Lashman Tzafim. Ayin Shem, we'll read it soon. I had the Rush screen, Kekruchya, yesterday, Shia. He said, Ein Asosim and Hovim. What can you do? I can't uproot this. Okay, the Maril holds that way, the Ramosi Hashem, and the Sif Aleph that way. And there's the Razor, that there's no, Chastam doesn't apply. The Sefer Trumas quotes it, the Rai Vilos, Midas Chasidus. Ramo writes, Nira Shalem Samcha B'medinas Eilu Sheinogim Din Shvita B'Klav Zman Hazeh. To Ramo is that way. Even though now Akshadari, we write for his bulls. So we want to hold that Shvita Tzav applies to Zman Hazeh, but there's a possibility of a Prusbul. It's easy to do it. Why not do it? Zemidas Chassidus to do it. Paragraph, column number two. V'meil Ulel O'Nishtan Etzim Aminig Tibnei Ashkenaz Tlo Hayu Nogim B'Shvita Tzav L'Medina. We do what we call the SSAs. Because the Ravid says, Midas Chasidus. Then you should write a Prusul. That doesn't prove the fact that we write it, that we hold differently from the Ravid. Therefore, that Dayan Eshlon Aminik Doros Kadonim Ashkaz of Svar, Shlo Hayu Nogam Bekshmat Smat of Sofim, Govan Achovos, Gambe Bezen, Afshe Nogam, Achle Lichta Prusul, Tare Onem Ibnei Bineim, Ubekemat Kol Advarim on Oskar Ramo. So therefore, there's no need for a Prusul, Mika Radin. Starting off with that. Because the shaila was, a guy forgot to do a prizbal, the guy doesn't want to pay back, and the malva said, ani. That's very much is bothered by. Next paragraph. Aruch HaShulchan. Unbelievable Aruch HaShulchan. Samach Zayin Sif Yud. That's unbelievable. What does he say? Why is we don't know prizbals nowadays? Kevan de ein koach b'dayone Yisrael ligvos ein to'elis b'prizbal. Prizbals will not work today. In the olden days, prizbals could work. Because the Bezin of Yisrael had power, collection power. We'll come to it in a minute. Uvelo takonis prizbal, lo hoya metaknim etzim hashmadas ksofim, sheyavi la'av or al-halav, yishom lecha. The gam dora seinu lo ach, sheyosim vidora shel hilal, as okay, we're not better than them. Adka. He gives a very short rendition of the Aruch HaShulchan. Let me give you a longer rendition, which is quite fascinating. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan always has his ways to be Malam Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. That's his, always doing that. In Siman Samach Zayin, Sif Yud, the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Listen carefully. Watch. For hundreds of years, they didn't write prizbals. Why not? Number one is the Rabbana. Why? So the shtakach Torah shvius. Rabbana lo bo al pitakonosam la shetis akid dover medivrei Torah chas v'shol. It's so from Gufo, the Hefker Bezen Hefker, as the Gemara says, avo, im ayadei zeh tis akir mitzvah mea mitzvahs, if one of the 613 will be compromised by instituting Shemini Tzav Mizman Hazeh, Bevada lo tiknu Rabbanon. Watch this now. Watch what comes now. Lo tiknu rak lezecha b'yama pshita im yis'ako ayadei zeh dover medivri Torah betlua letakanta. Hilal azok yinu bezdino. Watch this now. Kisharo shenimnu milahalvos over mashkos abatoy shamalacha over tiknu prizbul. What's prizbul? Shiyaka gavui. Cause of Hayatol Vizman, Shayad Dayani Yisrael Hoysa Takifa. Hillel's time. Central Best. Vafil Vizman Agamora, Hayadayan Rosh Gola, Vadayana Mismana Mimenu. It was an exilarch who would appoint judges and he had the power of the government. Hurlem Koach Meamalucha, Ligvos Ulahanish Samasar of Negdom. They had given the government sponsored powers. To the best. Avo Bavonoseinu Arabim Zem Meos Me'ashonim. Hundreds of years. That's at least 200 years. Now, Chashuk is writing this in the, presumably in the late 19th century. Saying from the late, 17th century, the Chiddush. Ein lanu shum tokef o'oz lasas dover. The government doesn't give us any power anymore. Im kein. Memela ein to eles b'msiris achovos l'dayonim. Kevan she'en lehem koch l'kvosam. Yeah, they have the business powerless. Ubechreach, shamal v'biatzma yigve, v'yavra lo yigos, v'en tovelos v'apruzbul. Then he throws in, we don't have karka nowadays. That's a problem. V'eich nino gata v'shmidetz k'tovim, pshita shelo yirtzu l'havos v'yavra v'mashakosim v'toroi shamalucha, because pruzbul won't work anymore. The bevada l'vach shador yosim v'dor shalil azokan, l'fiza bevadai, the nitche is takanta de rabbanon shirakzeich al shvius and they love the oraisa upshita de bechiyai gavna lo tit de rabbanon. Wow. Comes from Moshe and says this makes a lot of sense, but what? You're uprooting a din? What's what Moshe say? After the chorat ha monochon yesh the fact make b'shur da takana lahashmit hoysa k'shayu doros k'sheir original before Hillel u'memeh le'efshur hi takana kavua. Assumes that prizbul won't work. Wow. So this until now, Rabbosa, makes a lot of sense. Aruch HaShulchan is a very, very big chiddush. How can it be? How can it be chiddush mevatel takana? Okay, that's question number one. But here's question number two, which is even more, very, very far-reaching. V'gam efsha. Kevan de shetzarech hetami bezdin. Leilech ligvos adei akor shel goyim. Choshe mishpat simen chavav se beis. Hare yesh lahach shet gevi yazu. Ayadei bezdin. See what's going on? Bezdin will paskin that you have to collect. And they'll take the bezdin's psak into court. And the court will enforce it. So it's considered to bezdin. Nim say shtoelos beprusbol. Shukim esiru lebezdin. How do you like that? That's what he says. Amazing, amazing vort. So far, Bosai, I understand Rav Moshe very well. Everything is hunky-dory. But now, let's go over it. Right. The last paragraph, last few lines. Watch this now. Here's where the incredible part starts. He just said before in the previous paragraph, if you want to go collect in the court, you have to go to Bezdin to give you a hetter, right? Let me just read that. I mean, that's how we started, right? We just started it. Moshe quoted this Shimon Chavav Sebeis. You have to go ahead to be bezin to go to court. Says Rav Moshe now in the next paragraph, if you can't find the bezin that will let you collect it, because they're worried about Shemitah, Yochol Oz Lemeb Dinan Lavshei Ofan, page Rech Chavez, Tfisa. Okay, Tfisa works. Chiddush, okay. Umistabe, this is amazing. The guy about Kol Shogoyim Yochol Leilech. You can go to court. And you go to court. You just said before, you had the Rebbe. Bezin says that the debt is cancelled. Bekeven shalemine kadmonim, quoted in the Rosh, and Chumas Sadesh, and the Maril, and the Ramah, Eina Meshamet. Shalidid who, according to this minig, Masha ain knows to know Rishus Lelech Machos Shagoyim, who shall look at it? Bezin is wrong. Yochol gam biyatzmo Lelech Machos Shagoyim, and made a Yochol Litvos. If Bezin is wrong, you can go to court by yourself. Wee. Ayin simedal. The Ramah said, "After mokas shavashor lemevad dina lenafshei, also lasa deyakum." Can't go to court. Says Rav Moshe, from that very Chumas Hadeshin, the Ramah quotes, "You see, it's in our case, it's permissible." What happened? So the Chumas Hadeshin, that's the same Chumas Hadeshin. The one that Ramah quotes in Simen Dalid is Simen Dalid Shin in Chumas Hadeshin, which talks about Shemitah. So it's and Rav Moshe gives you a summation. Let's read together in Rav Moshe. Read together. Look, every word counts over here now. What does it say over here? The Ratz Alama Betchila, originally the Truma Zedjum wanted to say, L'Rashi, the Piresh Ha'adama V'tolilei, Ha'adama Afal Pikein, V'matani Nosal Lecha, the Yochel Etloso Al Eitz, Ad Ha'adama Hachi. Shem De'en Kan Lo Yigos, why? The Lav V'bezin Chotav Allah. That's what Rashi seems to say. Hochiach mizeh the Chumas Hadeshin, teheicha she'ein kofei aydei bezin less bay mishum lo yigos. It's not to bezin lo yigos. Shalachin barakol shalnachrim the lav bezin nikri klal shara the tova. So Chumas Hadeshin suggested in Simen Dalet Shin that I can go to secular court because I'm not going to bezin. V'docha, he knocked it out. Why? Reason number 1, it's mechur hadavar. It's not nice to collect through goy. It's not nice. I read you the words of the Halakha Trumas Hadeshin. He suggests this idea of going because it's not part of the court and not part of Bez. And he said, what? Shtei Trumas Hadavar. Chodah. You can beat him up to get the money. It's about Bakama Simon Kufu Zion. In certain cases, in Baba Basra, people fight about a boat. How do they say it in America? May the best man win. They have a fight, a wrestling match. Whoever's stronger gets the boat. Ain't litko full of alem. The mechur adavar le suya de nacher. So I walk into this boat. This guy's 6'6", and I'm 5'4", and I don't stand much of a chance. Ah, but I have a goyish neighbor, 6'8". He's a linebacker. So I have my goyish neighbor beat him up. No, can't do that. That's mechur adavar. Now it's interesting. He started off by saying it's usher, and he ended up by saying it's mechur. Mechur means probably it's just not nice. Right, it's a little ugly. It doesn't say it's absolutely us. That's going to be critical to Tzedra Moshe. The Idach, the second tshuva. The Mashna mitoch Pirish Rashi, as we discussed earlier in Shirur. The mitoch Asugi Hasan. The Tola Damachi. Koi Davko Ahechi de Kvar Hechzir Alove Lumalve. The Yomala Meshamanani Kamoshet Sarach Loma. The Yomala Alove Afal Pikain Matan Osanacha Shara the Kaba. The Ha Kaomar Vitalyale. Add the Omar Hachi. You come to the Malve, you can force him to say, Aval Pikain. Aval Batokva withdraw Meikara, the Frodo Ashkan Klaw. We discussed this already last time. If he doesn't come, you're not allowed to force him to come to you and say, Aval Pikain. I, Rashi, as the Rashi, as the Kash, and Rashi, Bital the Torah Shemitah, Masha de Meikara, Kfir, Piron, Kamar Rashi. No, but the Rashi is wrong. The Rosh is wrong. The Rosh never said that. The Rosh only meant that Rashi is wrong. Tolo Eina, the whole discussion. The Kitz and Imritz, you care a lot in the Rashi, and it's going. Atkan, let's read that. Now let's read Rav Moshe's summation of the Chumash Sadesh. What does it say, Rav Moshe? What does it say? Come on. V'dacha, da'idei nachim al-kalponim osa b'shem mechura adava. V'yod, Rabbi for Havi Alova Khola Malomashava Niyokola Tlosal Rashi. Period. Okay, good. Now here this is hard to read. Al Koponin, Rashi Moshe. Lemai the Hoya Sovereign Khila. When the Chumash Sadesh thought originally that Rashi applies across the board, even if he didn't come first and say, here's the money. Hoya Mutala Tolava Shoshagoim. Af Shlo Noslo Bezn Rishus. Like Rashi applies across the board, he said you can even go to a secular court. B'hu mitam, shekeven shabez no yitnu lo rishus, av shekein hu min adin. Bezin can't give him rishus. Why not? Because it's Shemitah. Even though at this point in time he came, he really should be paying. Rashoyu biyatzmo litvo barkol shogoyim, b'din kfiyas atzmo, l'may d'hoya sovu shu rashoyi. Before he realized that he had no right, even the guy himself has no right to do it, because the lover didn't come forward with the money. But when he thought, before he got to that point, which is the second tshuva, he said that you can do it. I asked the following question. But the first tshuva says, Mechur Adover. How can Rav Moshe say, he forgot that it said Mechur? The state tshuva is Adover. The first is Mechur Adover. Maybe he means, it's not an Isser, it's only Mechur. Perhaps. V'im kein koshkein, k'shu osa k'din. Nowadays, it's k'din what the malv is doing. Why? Me'acha shekein hoya minne kadmonim shal adidei, gam ebezin srichin litan l'arashus l'arabach 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 l'arabach. The Rakesh and Nishman Achov Mamish Midin Shmita. In the olden days, Umechuyev Gamulava Meshamenani. Virak Leka all of Yisalo Yigos came and Shekel Feir Shlomo Bezin Velomi Tam Chov Shayach Loma Shekem and Shabezin Asur in the Kofo Mechuyer Hu Sheyachov Ayadayakum.
Avshe
Lo shayach lama shemachur kamosh larminan shemachur shenas lo bezim rishus. How do you like that? Amazing. Unbelievable, Rav Moshe. There's nothing wrong with going to secular court. Nothing wrong with secular court. Amazing. Then he asks a great question. Watch this. Uve'etzem hodem ochiach haramo de'ba'ava dina de'navshei osu lasas ayde'akum. How do you prove it? For the Trumas Hadeshem, lo muva l'chorum. That Trumas Hadeshem no kosev zeh bedin kol olam gvar. Shamorachai sovet osu litgoful almanei nochrim. Shizeh poshet sheyesh leser. Devar al yitakna rabonu gam sheinu alim bi'atzmo. Ayde'goyim yenechshev olam. That's crazy. Why not? Why is it crazy? First of all, everyone's going to hire a bigger hitman. But more than that, Amos as svaras a rosh as samchu with mishu adinim al yimso nafshi yosef al hamad shalom biyodom mash yimso ha'achir ligzo shekein lechein vani lo yatiru to get outside hitmen. The oath to bechlal o yistalku abezn milodom al shalchan lakor shogoyim shudavar isu. Okay. Abak shadin imo vitilim ha'am adinish nafshi that called on gvar. In the first place. Interesting. I'm asking the following question. Rav Moshe is saying, the Bezdin did not give a heter akos. He said in the previous paragraph, you're not allowed to go to akos without a heter of Bezdin. Why? I'll go to my local Orthodox rabbi. Maybe his name is Rav Moshe Feinstein. He'll tell me the Bezdin is wrong not to give me a heter akos. I'll go myself. That's what Rav Moshe is saying over here. Rav Moshe wasn't Torah's Bezdin. There's no Bezdin gave him nachas. The Bezdin said no. All the Bezdin are kanoyim, achmirim, ayatollahs, reactionaries, fundamentalists, and they're still holding for the Indian Shemitah. So no Bezdin gave him rishus to go to secular court. I'll do it myself because Rav Moshe Feinstein told me it's okay. The system can break down a little bit. And there are Rabbanim who say it in theory. You don't need a Bezdin to give a heter akos. That's what Moshe seems to be saying over here. Anyway, I just wanted to bring this fascinating tshuva to your attention. Now that we've discussed this, Rav Osai, we are now going to finally open up Rav Osai, Mishnah Yashvias, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Okay, please, Perek Yud. Everyone to open up to Mishnah Beis. Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Hashochet es haporo v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. Amazing story. And me'achodesh me'ubar mishamet. Lavena mishamet. All of a sudden, you thought it was Rosh Hashanah, it turned out to be Erev Rosh Hashanah. They added an extra day of Elul. The Rosh Hashanah said, never happened. Yeah, if it would happen. The most Ezra Veilich. It would happen. Fine. Adkan, the Mishnah. Funny Mishnah. Says the Rash, quotes the Yerushalmi. Please look in the Rash. Rabbi will say, open to the Rash if you don't mind. Open to the Rash. The Rash says, V'ha'ein roi l'tol b'Rosh Hashanah. You can't ask him for money Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Why not? Why? We're too busy davening. I'll take a break between Musaf and Mincha and ask him for the money.
But
the other high school doesn't want to put stuff on. They're all going to Muncie anyway, right? Half of them.
Yeah.
Both the majors should put their stuff on. So like tomorrow.
I mean, maybe we stop.
Yeah, but you need stuff for it'll be another day. So if the more the high school guys can put on now, we'll have room in their car tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll be a big mitzvah. All right, especially those who are from Muncie. Okay. They're all going to Muncie ultimately. Okay? If you don't mind, that'll be a big mitzvah. Thank you, sir. Okay, so the Rash Sur Leo tells you why, in point of fact, you may not ask the guy for money on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Why shouldn't you be able to ask him for money on Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, the Rash Sur Leo says, because it says, V'daber davar. V'daber davar. So therefore, since it says v'daber davar, so you can't go near him. Now, watch this. The Rosh Hashanah, says asks the Rishalmi. Can't do it. Why not? The Rosh Surlio says, the Dabar Dabar. You can't do business in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos and Yontif. So you can't do it. That's Yushalmi's Kasha. Right? The Rosh quotes it over here, Peregvav Mishnah Beis. And therefore what? And therefore what? I read you for the English article. Since one may not demand payment in Rosh Hashanah, the Shvi'ah's prohibition against demanding payment does not apply in Rosh Hashanah. Right? No lo yigos. It's not yigos day. And any debt created that day should not be cancelled. What should we say? It's like a chov is not due for 10 years. Quotes. Makas 3b. This debt is not subject to the commandment to relinquish that which he has claimed. It will not be canceled by Shavis. See Rashi Tapa of Makas 3b. So that day, which turned out to be really Lamed Elul, but it's still Yontif, so therefore you can't ask for the money. So at the last moment of the, as Shemitah is ebbing, you can't ask for the money. So the earliest time you ask for the money is the next year. The next year is already like 10 years later. So what's the difference? That's Yerushalmi's question. Answers Yerushalmi, the Rash quotes it. Mikavon, let's hear the Rash directly. What's the answer? Mikavon sheroy lahamino, kimi sheroy letovo, v'liten lomos. What does that mean? I mean, in English. Okay? Since the buyer is fit for the seller to trust, it is considered as if it is fit for the seller to demand payment from him. And since it is fit to demand payment from the buyer, it is considered as if it is fit for the buyer to give the seller payment. And therefore, becomes canceled by Shavuos. A little hard to understand. There's a lot of as ifs, a bunch of as ifs. One as if, a second as if, a lot of as ifs. Okay, so it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So the Pnei Moshe is trying to figure out what this really means. Pnei Moshe writes in the Yerushalmi. Those who have Yerushalmi can look it up. If you have the Otzer or some other way to look on the Yerushalmi. He writes as follows. It's Halacha Aleph, towards the end. This phrase is found twice in the Yerushalmi. To be careful where to look. The same exact phrase is found in two places. All right, I'm looking here in the second place. I think. Let's see. The first place. I read this you from Daf. Pei, where did I read you from just now? Pei Beis of an Aleph in this print that I have over here. But you have these different in Oz Vada print. That's where the Rosh Shulio is. The Rosh Hashanah Bitmia for the Daber Daber Yika. But I think it's found earlier. Did you find it for me earlier, please? Here it is. Pay him at base. Same phrase. Pay him at base. Here is where the Tnei Moshe is found. Okay. What does he say? What's the answer? Umikevan, she says, the whole Arichas, Pnei Moshe, if you have my print, it's on the fourth wide line. Kloma. The Hobi Alma b'makom shuroya l'tovo hayom have k'roya l'amino shermiyadu tovo l'shalem lo. Mikevan shuroya l'amino afal pishen aroya l'tovo Rosh Hashanah mikomakom have k'misha roya l'itel nomos shehu mamino ad achayontif umiyad achayontif mutl alav l'itel nomos l'poro v'imkein shap rasef l'rabonon l'odom l'akav v'zachanus shehna omel l'pro al azman merubo. It's really, in essence, it's collectible right now. It's a technical difficulty, stands in your way. So therefore, it's as if it's now in collectible in a sense, and therefore lo yigo sets in, and therefore Shemitah sets in, and Shemitah cancels the debt. That's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look in Reb Chaim, in his Derech Emunah, talks about it as well. See how he phrases it. Perek Tes in Derech Emunah, Sivkotin Lamed. Reb Chaim writes like this. Afal gav sheyef shel tovo b'sof ha-shvi'ez shu yomtif, mikol makom, kevin sheroi lahamino, Kimi Shuroya Latovo, whatever that means, Rishalmi, Vratzalomar, Shuroya Latovo, Shiaftiach Lo Lishalem, Vyoz Mamino. You can't ask him for the money, Rosh Hashanah. You walk over to him and he's mamash, the Oren Kodesh is open. Mi Yichya Miyamos. He wouldn't tell a lie then. Chaim, Yichya Miyamos. You going to pay back the money? Scouts honor, they say, Vatorah is open, the Santa Toykev, I'll pay the money. All right, and therefore, Oz Mamino, especially Rosh Hashanah, I'm just dramatizing a little bit of Chaim to say. Okay, therefore, it's as if you can collect the money around that day. Then he adds from the Mishnah Rishona, "Gam Yocholit Lo Mashkin." Chaim, do me a favor. I know it's Rosh Hashanah, so I'm talking. But I see you have a beautiful gold watch. Please, can I have the gold watch now? I have to tell time. I didn't have to tell time, Rosh Hashanah. It's better on my wrist than on your wrist. Mishnah says, but it's not for the Avodah. Chiddush. I'm just telling that that's what Mishnah Rishonah says. Reb Chaim quotes it over here. Yochel Mashkan quotes Nun Aleph. Mishnah Rishonah. Okay? That's his take on this sugya. The Rash, because he doesn't like it so much, wants to suggest an amazing pshat. Right, where we left off in the Rash. V'shem Ratz Lomar. The Kavan. The glory milsalam afreya shu chol kimi shiroya l'tov adorim. Ashlash risham l'tochuk. In other words, this is a whole sugya in Beitza. Osyom kodesh, ulamocha kodesh, you've learned those sugyas. Fundamentally, this day lamadel is really yom chol. Sort of. Okay. That may be. Fine. Rabbosai, if you open up a Rambam, open up a Rambam, still have Rambam is hanging around, open up your Rambam to Aloha Hei. Perek Tes, Aloha Hei. Perek Tes, Halacha Hey. The law of Mari Kurkus. We're not going to read the entire Mari Kurkus, but what he says is he gives the Pnei Moshe's pshat, and he says that the Rambam is Lishitosa, because the Rambam is the one who said, if you recall, that any kind of financial obligation is cancelable by Shvius, as long as it's do right now, as opposed to Kavas Achanus, which is long term. The mail over here, that's what it means. That's what it means over here. Towards the end of Mari Kurkus. After Yishalmi, Baruch Latovo, Rosh Hashanah, Pirish, Bitmiyah, the Kaven Shein, Baruch Latovo, Rosh Hashanah, Avizek, Kizokhtal of the Milve. And it says, Baruch Latovo, Pirish, Kamishu, Baruch Latovo, but Kitzi, there's a whole discussion what it means. This is Lashon Shami is Megumgum, according to all interpretations. But according to other Rishonim, that only a milveh is meshamet, the Pashup Sharabose in the Yerushalmi is that the Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, we shouldn't pass it that way. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Chaim quotes over here in Sifkotan Lamed Aleph. He says as follows. That's Rabbeinu the Rambam. The Ravid says so. What the Ravid say? The Ravid says, "Ishtamitze madam Rabbi Yishalmi, taimas tisin Rabbi Yehuda." The makav asachanos harishonim rishonim meshametes. Il rabbonim kol makav asachanos ena meshametes. Had the parah makav asachanosi. Hey, the Ravid forgot the Yishalmi. Quotes the Ravid in Tzialocha Nun Gimel, the Ritva, which is really the Rad. Mukiyosim Shabbos Kufim Chesed the base where the sugya is found. Rash Verosh Rimbatz here all say the same thing. They quote the Yerushalmi. The Meiri in Shabbos says Zokav B'Milvah. I know how to do it on Yontif. He did it anyway. Abaviyosim. The kids of the Rambam is not at all of a pushit. Most Rishonim are against the Rambam. Fine. Narabosai he quotes a kasha, fascinating. I love this kasha. A Chacham Echad. Who he is, I don't know. Chacham Echad. Dear Maskel Shachar, page 328. Listen to this kasha. Ha! I love it. Chacham Echad. Hey, the last narrow line. If you have a the kol sheyev shal d'tboa below din shviyas ein shviyas mishami. Chol yeti din tamua. The kshalov va'ani is mamish so poor. Ba'ofen she'osu l'nokso shalo siyalo kenoshe. Look at the Choshen Rishon Tzadi Zayin makes. Ein lo lo ve ele mashe besadim de balchov. He only has his bare essentials. You can't get the money from him. B'chay gavne ha lo karin en bay lo yigos. B'chay lo ta shmiten ha shviz. U'chshiyeh lo ba'al ha-sham ha-cha shviz. Right? Yigbe. Temu ha-ma'od. She lo lo ve oni lo yishnam ha shviz. How you like that? The poorer you are, the worse. There's an expression in America, the rich get rich. Right? This guy is so impoverished that the Malva can't touch him, and every Rosh Hashanah Moshe Shmias, oh, he gets a windfall after Yantar, but the Malva takes it. A rich guy doesn't have to take it. The poor guy, he takes. Because he couldn't touch him, and everyone, how can it be? Tzorach Loma. The Shapir Nechsh of the Karina Be'er Lo Yigos came into Ilu Misraim Elei Zuzi, and every Rosh Hashanah, Yochel Atovo. Ve'en Gwiyas Lo Be'etzim Achov, Rak Mishim She'achshav Chosei Amitzias B'mal Ligvos. It's only a technicality. So writes Reb Chaim. We had this discussion once before. It's a technicality. Because the problem over here, Rabosai, what do you do with Kafronis? Kafronis. Look at the Yerushalmi and look at the Rambam. Quotes in Halacha Tes. Hilvo v'tovo v'kofrabo v'giyah shmita v'hu b'kfiraso. And he admits after Shemitah's over, yeah, and Shvius Mesham Tasa. Why not? Because in Erev Hashanah of Motzi Shvius, he couldn't touch him because he denied the Chov completely. You have to say a Chiddush Tegoro. That's a Chazar and Etzem Achov. Because Hilchos Chosh and Mishpat, you can't touch him. Of Hilchos Chov, of the Chov itself. If he's just poor, society is Hilchos Yilo Kenosha. That's a little bit of a difficult line to draw, but that's what seems you have to say. Fine. Yeah.
Maybe.
Rabbi Osei, Mishnah Gimel, let's try to follow a little bit of the order. Mishnah Gimel tells us the famous din which we've seen already so many times. We'll just see it again very briefly. What happened? Shara Hillel, Shaninu Amel Havazazazet, Oven Al Mashakosta Batar Shabachop, and Yedavach of Lial, Hiskin Hillel, Prusbu. Very nice. Some of the following pshat, I'm reading it from the Sefer Shemitah Sofim, page Reish Nun Hei, an amazing pshat. They came to Hillel and said, Morena Rav Hillel, we can't survive. We can't lend our money because we're going to lose our money. We can't survive economically. Can't survive. Rabosai, remember the Tosis in Masechet Gittin? Lamed Vav Amud Beis? You may remember it. Those who have it can open up just for a second. What about Yovel? Why is there no Yovel nowadays? So what did Tosis say? Why no Yovel nowadays? Ein rov atziba yachom lamed bo. 2 years ago, not to work the karka. So they came to Hillel at the same time. Rabbeinu Hillel, we can't handle it. It's Ein Yechom Lamed Bo. So Hillel was Hillel was a liberal, the forward thinker, the modernist, so all the schools are called Hillel, and they say, you can change the halacha, rabbinic will, with all that kind of stuff. So Hillel said, you're right. Made a prosbul, then Yechom Lamed Bo. As a Zeichel Shvius. Now, the Rash here in Mishnah Gimel tells us, quoting from the Gemara, Shtar Shebez Noslav Nikol Prusbul Gid Lamed Zayin Prusbul Yubut Dikoloma Takona Laniim Olashirim Shaniim Motzim Lilvos Vashirim Ein Mavsidin Chovon Prusbul Shon Takona. What's the Takona for the Ashirim, the Buli, and for the Aniim are called Puti. Should be called a Prusbulbut. But too long of a name. Some say, the Rabbi Tanura says, it's a takana for the Ashirim, not they shouldn't lose their debts, but they shouldn't be in violation of Yishamalcha. It's a spiritual takana for them. Either way, it's for the Ashirim, and it's also a little bit for the Aniim as well. Now, Rabbosai, let's go to the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Sechta Git, open up, please, the Gemara. Rabbosai, everyone has a Gemara Git. You have to have one way or the other. Either the altar or directly. There's enough to go around today for sure. Says the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis as follows. Listen carefully, please. Was Hillel Matak and Prisbul for his own generation or forever? Toshma, Oma Shmuel, Lo Kasvina and Prisbul, Ela Bebeidina de Sura, Bebeidina de Nardo. Yisak Ataitach Lodori Alma Nami Tikun, Bishar Beidina Nami Lokosvo. No, he says. Dilma ki tikin de hill of the Dori Alma, go beidina the day, uchurav ami vravasi, the alimi lafkui mamona, avchul amulo. Now I was told that the bezin here in camp was mafkir all the water bottles. Right? So we have bezin is alimi lafkui mamona. We have a lot of formidable strength our bezin have over here in this camp. I don't know if we can consider that a bezin, alimi lafkui mamona in a broader sense. But that's what it says in the Gemara, Gittin Lamed Vav Amud Beis. That's the kind of bezin that you actually require. Okay, Rabosai is a problem. A Pchaimis is a problem in Derech Emunah. The Rambam himself passes this way. Rambam passes this way. Take a look at Rambam. Everyone has a Rambam, please? Rambam says here in Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin. And kosher prusbul el chachamim gedolim biyosa kebezina shiravami ravasi shen ruinaf kiyam amam bnei adam. Straightforward, he quotes the Gemara verbatim. Shabbat ben kosher. Wait a minute. Ask Reb Chaim. Wait a minute. The Rambam himself holds in halacha tezayin shorahil azokin shen nimnu min lahavos zehsev over na mashkasa b'torah yisham alcha hiskin prusbul kli yisham et chov al shelvu zehsev. Then a prusbul moel ela b'shmitas k'safim b'zman hazeh she midivrei sofer. But the rice doesn't work. Wait a second. The Gemara is over here, Rabbi Osai, a line, the third line of the Lamed Beis. U'mikim midi d'midorais lo m'shamta shviyas v'tiknu rabbanan d'tishamet. B'shmitas k'safim b'zman hazeh. Rabaye Sheval Tasu. Rabamar Hefka Bezin Hefka. What's he answering? What's Rav answering? This Gemara's Kasha? Or is he going back to the original Gemara's Kasha? So Rashi says, Rabama, on Ben Rabbanan, the Rebbe, Ami Shvia Sashmanas Milva Bizmanazed, the Raisa, taking Hilad, Losh Tishame, Ben the Rebbe, he works either way. The Bedava Shabbaman ain't kind of curious of him in a Torah. But Makam Soka forget it, Hefka Bezin Hefka. According to Rashi, famously, against Tosfos, it works even in Mizmana based on Mishnah Kayim. Says Reb Chaim, if Rashi's right, that Prus was relying on Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, it works even by the level of Doraisa, I understand very well. You need a Bezin, Rabbi, Rav Asi, Mafke, Mamona, more than just water bottles. But if the Rambam said not that way, Rambam said that Prus only works by the Rabbonans, it's not based on Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, presumably. Because if it would be based on Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, it's worked by Doraisa too. Rather, it's like Tosa said. So the question is, then why do you need a bezin of lafkiyam amim? If it's not based on efka, based on efka, what a merit of kakasha! What a merit of kakasha! Reb Chaim quotes. It's a quotation of an earlier source. Watch this. Hikshav is having mitzvah b'torah. The Rabbeinu lo posik atam adefker bezin hefker. Rakat tirutz adabaye. The shiur b'zman hazeh the rabbanon. In kei matzorach lafkiya mamon kan. Homed orais la masham to klal. Rabbanon tiklu dit shami. Veimam with the prusul mahani. Nisha b'kusha. Hey mama, hey mama. What's going on? Venira, you don't answer this question. You don't answer. Guess who answered the question? The Rambam himself. That's what Reb Chaim says. Rabbeinu be'atzmo detarat kushizu shekosav the kaman ba'alocha chav zayin. Open up the locha chav zayin. Rambam, open up. We'll get to this gemara in more detail later. Tamidei chachamim shehilvu zeh u'mosar dvarav l'tamidim v'me mosrani lechem shekol chov sheyesh da'agvenu kol man she'erta eino tzarech lichtov pruzbo mipnei Shem Yodim Shashmotas Ksofim Bizman Azemid Vrehem, Uvidvorim Bilvati Nitches. They know, Tamil Chomim, know that it is Midrabonim, not necessarily Biksaf. Rabosai, an Amoritz doesn't know. An Amoritz doesn't know. So if Amoritz doesn't know, Rabosai, so then, this idea of telling him, right, in the Lach of Zayin, you're most drawn from the Talmidim. He's just one Talmud tells the other, won't work for Amaratim, because they don't know this halacha, that's only the Rabbanon. They think it's the Doraisa, as Reb Chaim, I'll read you this Lashon. Amaratim, she'enim yodim, she'shmidim, so I said the Rabbanon. V'sorvim shumid araisa, u'me'ata im kol echad yuchal lichtov pruzbul yom moshen din shmidas ksofim. They don't know about this tirabon. V'lochein tiknu sheyev shalichtov rak bezin shoravami ravasi dalibi lafku im mamona hefker bezin hefker v'zeyavinu gam amaratzim. Avot tamidei chacham shiyonu sheshivs mezeh tirabonan nilchiz dvarim bilvad. And tzarach bezel afkiyah bebezin choshuv. Zanaf mesiris mili. Meiridik. Vitiris bezel the Rambam. Who's kasha? Hasagas arrived. Varosh. Shesol said dvarov. Sheshamkos had the boy bezin ravami ravasi. Dalim efkul mamona. Vekan kosav. Dibidvarov bilvani nitchis. That's the Ravid as the kasha. Open up to the Ravid. He has his kasha. Dvarav, we saw once before. Dvarav solstrim zeh zeh. Halacha chav zayin. Dvarav solstrim zeh zeh. Because he himself said in halacha yud zayin, or was it tez zayin? Yud zayin, Rav Ami Rav Asi. Here's just time a bunch of yeshiva boys. What's going on? The answer is exactly so. In theory, it's enough to have yeshiva boys. Because only the Rabbanon. But Amarasim should make a mistake. The required best has the ability to be mafkir mamon. Meirid the kapshat. Meirid the kapshat. Look at he goes further. Oh. This led the Ravid to learn like Rashi and like Tosfos. Atayrutza de Rava, Hefka Bez and Hefka was an Ikar Takonis Prusbu. The Imkain, Lohavim Mahanik Amatamat Chacham, Lim Simila Tamidim, the came in the boy Hefka Bez and Afkurim Amona, boy Bez and Chashuv. And therefore, he learned that everyone agrees to this teretz. Works tamidim, but amaratim required dafka because he was prusbul with bezel choshuv. If they make a mistake, hold shvius is darais. So a few words seem to be a little bit missing in the Reb Chaim or the Ramaskal Shehain on and Siv Yud Zayin. Okay, you should look it up. It's quite remarkable. Okay. Rabbi Osa, having said that, we still have about 10 minutes to go.
Really?
Yeah.
The Gemara connects the question of whether you mean eating the surah, eating the nardo, whether it's whether the tekana was the alma or the dara. So how is that? Let's say it's the alma. Why would if I'm asking, don't know the dinim? Like what's the connection?
The Gemara literally suggests. Initially, that's not Mukhrach at the end of the Maskanis Gemara. That whether he did it for his generation or beyond depends on what kind of bezin you need. But the Gemara at the end of the day seems to say not that way. He's a taka forever, but still you need, like by the end of the day, Ukhra Amravasa.
So, Chaim is saying, and that's the Gemara means that he needs forever because of Amravasa.
Right. Chiddush, that's what he suggests. Okay. Rabosai, Mishnah Dalit. Mishnah Dalit, Rabbos. Everyone learned the Mishnah Dalit. Mosrani lechem ish ploni ploni adayonim shemimakom ploni shekol chov sheyesh shekvenem b'chol kozman she'eretzah v'adayonim chos from lemata o ha'ed. Says the Ramba, Mosrani, ani me'ed eschem al kach v'kach. I'm making you as my witnesses to this and this fact. Okay. Wait a second. Question. Does this have anything to do with Mesira Shtaros? Right. The last Mishnah, and May Hamos and Shtaros Lebez, Nice Ameid, comes at Torah's Roim and says, according to the Rambam, there's no connection whatsoever between Moses Shtaros Lebezdin and Prusgul. Completely unrelated. Unrelated. Rambam says that Prusbul wouldn't be enough to be matter Isa Yigos Doraisa, and therefore Rava must be only talking about Bisman Azeh. Hefka Bezin Hefka knocks out what? The moment Halover. We do Lo Yigos. It must be Bisman Azeh. We just saw a minute ago, she does a Ram. Fine. But Rashi, she tosses disagrees. Rashi, we just saw a minute ago, Lam Raman Bey says that. According to Rav, Pruzl works even Mishmita himself in Daraisa, because Rashi also says Rabosai in a few places. Lamed Beis Amid Beis, for example, turn back four Dapim. Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The last Rashi, Mosrani Lechem, the Kamon of a Pirkin Gavi Pruzl, Shu Moser Shnaros of the Bezdin. Dielo Tavale the Balchovel of Bezdin, then Yodel the Chos of a Kolokri Meiyos. Rashi is a clear mamish. Joined at the hip, Prusbul and Moshe Shteros of the best against the Ramba. So according to Rashi, it says the Torah's wrong. Rashi l'shitaso. So Bezin's collecting. It's dolo yigos. So din daraisa. So din daraisa, Rabosa. Meridik. There's only one problem. It's another Rashi. Lamed zayin amad aleph, Rabosai. Lamed zayin amad aleph. Rashi says with respect to Moses Shtaros of Lebezdin Zok Rashi Mem Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph Moses Shtaros of Lebezdin. Where's the Rashi? Oh, the right daf? Yeah, the bottom. Moses Shtaros of Lebezdin. Where is it? So it says Gemara. Bish Moshe Lebezin the Tafsi Lebedina. Zok Rashi Vefker and Hefker V'gabe Malvalo Karina Belo Yigos. Wait a minute. What's going on over here? Now he's saying Hefker Bezin Hefker. Before he said Bezin's collecting it. Don't do it Hefker Bezin Hefker. So he says as follows. Most of shtar is no lo yigos, because Bez is collecting it. But there's only one problem. I can't collect it. So if I can't collect it, says the Torah's Roar, I myself can't collect it, we should suggest pokachov. But the definition of a chov is an obligation from lova to malva. I can't collect it. Should I pokachov? The only reason that the chov is still around is because of hefker, bezdin hefker. So prusbul requires hefker, bezdin hefker to keep the chov intact. And receive a shtaras because of lo yigos. Really, I'm shot in Rashi. To Rashi, Lamed Beis, and Lamed Zion are complementary. In any event, according to Rashi, Prusim is Mesira shtaras. Therefore, Rava makes perfect sense. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker works by Shemitah's Ksav from Daraisa. So Rashi and Rama are arguing Lishitasim, writes the Torah's Roy. Lishitasim. What is Prusim? According to Rashi, it's Mesira shtaras. So therefore, it should work even by Shemitah's Ksav from Daraisa. That's what Rava says. As Mesivah Shtaris does. Ram says it's not doing Mesivah Shtaris. May it only works when it comes to Shemitah Ksav Mitzvah Rabbanu Mizman Hazeh. Wow. This nuance. What do you want to chaz?
I thought, how does Rebbe know that Mesivah Shtaris works? How does Rebbe know Mesivah Shtaris exists in Rashi?
It does exist. It's a Mishnah. Most of the best.
It means principle. Rashi defines it as principle.
Yeah, but I said they're joined at the hip. They're not identical.
Not
identical. According to one opinion, Hillel just said, do this. You know, that's one day in the Tosa Rush. He said, just do it.
Yeah,
they're mamish identical, you're saying.
Yeah, Rashi
doing
the same thing.
Why should... Let's say Rashi is really only like Tosos. He's just saying that it's like Masmatha. So it's like Prisbal, but it's not... Prisbal is like...
Again, it's hard to know exactly. That's a question I can't answer fully. But the Torah's Rub does say.
Why can't you say the whole thing works after Bez and Hefker?
The whole thing?
Yeah, the Egos also. There's no Egos. The whole's gone.
You say no, there's only one, then you say. Hefker, Bez, and Hefker.
Yeah.
And what about Lo Egos?
There's no. It's a new chov. Bezin randomly was master. His crap bringing him to me.
No, but that's just a shtick.
Of course, it's a shtick. Not
master. Not a chov. Of course, it's a shtick. No, you could ask us all. Like, if you're the Muslim and the bed didn't taste it and the bed didn't decide we don't want to give it back to the guy, they could do something like that.
I'll read you what he says about Rashi. I'm just going to leave out Rama for the moment. He says Rashi. Rashi learned to give him the chovos fundamentally. Okay? Good. Mashma l'chol rabbi dvarav to Moses shows the best is daraisa. Olo yigos. And takonas prusbul humita Moses shows the best. That's what he suggested. He doesn't think they're identical mamash. He doesn't quote the Rashi in Makas. He quotes the Rashi in Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis. In Lamed Zayin, Rashi says that Moses shows himself as Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Son of the Rabbana. And in Makas Daf Gimel, he says, Moses Shteros of Hainu Prusbul, which again, sounds like it means, it's Hefker Bezdin. Dvarav Sosum Zazah. Because in Daf Lamed Beis, he says, no lo yigos. Lamed Zion, in Makas Daf Gimel, he said, it's Prusbul, which is Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's his question. Steven Rashi. Okay? Steven Rashi. This is a great shtickle Torah. Aside from the Rambam and Rashi Lishitasa, which is also brilliant. So how does he get out of this theory? Rashi goes, Moses shows the Bezin, lo mahani midorais, ela linyan alav lo yigos. The Bitzvias Bezin, ein bem lo yigos, came in the yulo tova le Bezin. Avalo linyan hefkos, amaman al malve. Came in al malve atzmo, koi adayim lo yigos, al tiyoso, mikoch atzmo, shabnish manachov. It's a chidish in Rav Seh. Since I can't take the money, says Paka. Akon chokol gami pafkos amomer lo have a medrabon and a hefker bezin hefker. Sifri is an asmachta, he suggests. So Takon is supposed to be trei tami. Linyan etzem achov shlo yeh nishmat hefker bezin hefker. Yeah, I am a serious achovas of bezdin. That's the inyan alav lo yigos lo mahani after bezdin lezeh. That's only for a moment, not for nisir. Haba mikayven shemasu achovas of bezdin osgam al tviyaso lo koy below yigos kayven then above mikoch asin mikoch bezdin. He's like a shliach bezdin. So Rashi the shitoso had principles mitam a serious achovas of bezdin. So Rava works even if it's the raisa. Drama is a prus, nothing to do with serious chovas of bezdin, just a meirani. So therefore, it's still going to be a lo yigos. And therefore, they want to call into Rebbe that it's only the Rabbanan, heimamru veheimamru. That's a shtickle Torah over here in Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, and Torah Zerah. I think it's a very interesting shtickle Torah. Just so we have only 2 more minutes. This nuance that Rashi and Rama are not the same thing is already found in the Tosfos Anshei Shem on this Mishnah. Tosfos Anshei Shem, he quotes on Mosrani. And Hashem says, "Ani meir eschem kach pirish Rambam, aval Rashi pirish moser ani lechem shtarosai." In the 2 lines, he's saying, you know, not the whole shtickle Torah, but there's a difference between Rashi and the Rambam. And he goes further than that. It's our last point for today. Ploni uploni, mashma shetzorach lahaske shemos adayonah befeirish. Why? For tama mishum then kosim prusbul ela bebezn choshuv. The kach tzorach levara dayonim b'shemo v'vum b'koma. Koma. Why b'koma? I guess to make sure that the most choshev of the rabbanim in that place. My bit says no. Im kosim osrein alchem b'dayonim b'dayonim b'chosim bo harim b'furashim. Al fish lo pirishim b'tok ha-prusbol. They start in the bottom. Al b'shakosim ha-prusbol b'loshin edim. Then tzorach lichto b'dayonim b'ferish. Otherwise not. Adkan. Our time is up. We didn't have a chance to talk about the rest of the Nusach of the Prusbul. Should we wait till tomorrow? Or we can do it all tomorrow if you want to. Yeah? What's your schedule, Rav Meir?
I need to
make a shim today. So you're either way out. Either way. Let's wait till tomorrow. I don't have to make it two double headers in a row. Let's have it tomorrow. We'll just start a little bit earlier. So we'll be able to finish tomorrow, okay? I think it's better if we do it that way. Good.